get to run down one of my guys, a 9-year NFL vet, an NFL MVP, an All-Pro, a 3-time Pro Bowl selection. He was a member of the 2000s All-Decade team, nearly 11,000 yards from scrimmage, 112 career TDs. He was the 19th pick overall in 2000, and today he appears courtesy of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Players of the Year Award. It recognizes the top quarterback and running back performances of the 2020 NFL season. My guest is Sean Alexander. Sean, it's been a minute or two since you and I have caught up. How are you doing? How is your life? What's going on, Sean?
Man, it is so good to see you, man. This is exciting to be a part of this, you know. Life is good in the midst of this craziness, but it's good, man. I can't complain. Family's healthy and getting bigger, and being a part of the FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Year Award is a lot of fun. That's what I'm doing now, and it's just going good. How are you doing?
Sean, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. My family's great. My family's not getting bigger, but my family is great. And I'm going to talk to you about FedEx in a minute, but when you mentioned your family's getting bigger, how much bigger? How is your family?
Yeah, so we just found out that we are pregnant with baby number 12.
Wow.
And so it's amazing. Yeah.
Congratulations. That is amazing.
All of ours, no twins, a lot of hard work.
No doubt, Sean. Congratulations. That's great. So let me go back to the very beginning. Like, people know your story, I'm sure, but I'm not sure that everybody knows what that journey really involved. For instance, it's not like you were a star from day one. That's not how that went. For example, when you were playing JV football, you did so as a sophomore. So what were you like as a running back at that point in time?
You know what? From the very beginning, I was always one of those guys that I wanted to score touchdowns. I wanted to make the play, make the big special moment. And so, we had some really good running backs at my high school. And one of them ended up playing pro baseball for the Reds. And he got hurt. They put me in the game to run the option, and they pitched it to me, and I took it down the sideline. They were like, wait, hold on a second. So I became in the part of the rotation, and it's just been on from there. And then same thing in Bama, you know, I was behind the SEC first team and SEC second team. So I was a third stringer my freshman year, and they threw me in a game against LSU, and 20 carries, 291 yards later, 4 touchdowns. I became part of the Bama rotation of great running backs. And then got to Seattle, and Ricky Waters was there. So I'm just sitting on the bench the whole first year, and Ricky gets hurt. They put me in the game, and it was like 170 yards and a touchdown. And then the next one's 150 and 2 more touchdowns. They're like, we need to play you. And so that's always been my, story is eventually I'm going to get the time and just go take it over. And so that's how my career's been.
That's great the way you laid that out. Sean Alexander is joining us. That's the way it's always been. High school, college, even the pros. And then after you got that shot in the NFL the following season, you got your chance. You rushed for more than 1,300 yards. So what was it like to break out that way and show everybody yet again, I can do special things, I just need the opportunity?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's the goal. The goal is always for you to prepare for your moment. And then when it's your turn, you take the shot. You make the big play. You hit the home run. Like, that's what you want. Like, you always are, you should always be building yourself up for that moment where you get to go be the one that that gets to write the story. And so when everybody does it, whenever you see somebody do it, you kind of smile because you either want to eventually one day be that guy, or you want to smile and say, yeah, I remember when I got to do that before. But that's always part of the life journey.
Sean Alexander is joining us. You know, you mentioned when you started early on, you wanted to be that guy. You just wanted to get the ball. You wanted to score touchdowns. Sean, there was that game in 2002 against the Vikings where you scored 5 touchdowns in one half. When you think back, what do you remember most about that game?
John Randall was the new defensive tackle that we picked up, and he played all those years with the Vikings. And he was just saying the whole week, man, Sean, don't let us lose this game. We got to win this game. And I knew it was just big to him. And so I kind of came to the game with a chip on my shoulder. And then plus one of my buddies from high school was Randy Moss, and he was the star of their team. And so I always kind of put myself in the thought process of go be greater than their running back, go be greater than their star. And then, I studied that week well. And I knew there were some plays that really fit what I wanted to do. And, was just a great game plan, and the ball just bounced the right way a lot. And so I had them 5 touchdowns in the first half. It was crazy and a lot of fun. So I remember Randall coming up to me and being like, man, do it again. And I scored the 3rd touchdown. He's like, what is going on? I'm like, I'll be back. I'm in a groove now, you know. So that was just a fun night.
He was a blast. John Randall was such a great player, and what a huge personality. I mean, Sean, it's one thing to be like that bell cow back, but you had a 5-year stretch where you had, check these numbers, 309 carries, 295 carries, 326, 353, and then 370 carries. Like, running backs talk about what a 300-carry season does to them, the toll that it takes on them, and you did that for 5 straight years. How did you go about taking care of your body and making sure that you could recover and play at such a high level?
Yeah, you know, you do have to take care of your body. So, like, the very basic, you know, masseuses and chiropractors, none of that made any sense to me. Ricky Waters was like, no, you need this. And so he taught me how to be a pro and studying the game and letting yourself loose on game day, but then how to take care of your body. So chiropractors, masseuses, and sauna treatments and things like that. And I remember learning what an infrared sauna was, which is like heating your body. It's the infrared. So it's heating your body from the inside so the blood and the bones can heal faster, where everybody's used to this the normal sauna with the hot rocks, and that's heating from the outside in, which is really about sweating and so instead of healing. And so the science and technology for people today in today's game is so much better than ever before, because they're learning how to heal their body and not just protect their body, which is that's what muscles do. Muscles, you build it to protect your bone, where now they're learning how to heal the body as it's going. So the guys today, though they have the ability, because they're bigger and stronger, to have bigger hits and bigger collisions, but they also know how to get healthier faster. And you have to be very intentional with all that as you're churning and training and preparing for every year and every game.
Sean Alexander is joining us. It's a fascinating response, but it's not just the physical. Like, you were very progressive in your thought and probably ahead of your time. But Sean, when I think about the year 2005, you put up nearly 1,900 rushing yards, 27 touchdowns. You were named league MVP, and in part because of what you just said, you were taking care of your body. However, you spent a lot of time working on the mental and spiritual aspects of your play and your game and yourself personally. What was that about? Like, what was your process for building yourself up mentally and spiritually?
You know, at the end of the day, like, I just felt like just mentally, there's this place where you can say, like, hey, this is who God's created me to be. How can I be the best this all the time? And so it's relationships with people, relationships with your line, relationship with your coach, how you're thinking about it, and it expands back out to the bigger pictures of life. And so also playing a violent sport like football, where it's a great sport, it's a team sport, but then also even spiritually, are you willing to take yourself to someplace greater for the greater cause? And so I just always felt like the better I played, the more of a platform I could have to represent Jesus, to represent the love of God, the love of people and family. Those are his perfect plans. That's his perfect team, would be a family. And so that's what I played for. I love the idea of family and team. And I got a lot of that from just learning about Jesus and how faith does that. And so it was just an amazing time. And I feel like my 05 season, I was at very good, healthy places mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, as well as physically.
Sean Alexander is joining us. Sean, really quickly, before I ask you about FedEx, I want to ask you about your other family, the Alabama family. You're a proud Alabama alum. What did you think as you watched Najee Harris and the Crimson Tide win yet another national title?
Yeah, I was so proud of this team. You know, every team is different. I think people used to seeing the name Alabama and they forget that, you know, Najee Harris, though he was a 5-star, had to learn how to play college football at a high level greatly and consistently. And so what he was his freshman and sophomore year compared to his junior year was miles. And it's almost country miles away from how he played his senior year compared to his sophomore year. So I was just proud of his growth as a football player, his growth on and off the field. And I was just proud. Same thing with Mac Jones. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he comes in with Tua and the wonder triplets, the receivers that we just loved. And Mac was just a good player, but always in his head, always beating his own self up, wanting to be great, but not knowing how to get there. And to watch him get to his this year and play so well and be under control and poise, that is the maturation process that you give Coach Saban credit to and the whole Bama family. They've done that well for centuries now, but really these last couple of decades have been just amazing about how to get guys to go play at a high level consistently.
Sean, you're working with FedEx Air and Ground Players for their Player of the Year awards, and I'm glad you are because it brought you and I back together so we can get caught up. What about the work you're doing with them? What are you doing exactly, and how can the fans get involved?
So the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Year Award, I won it in 05 when I won the MVP that great year you were talking about. And we want to get fans to get out and vote, NFL.com/FedEx, then get on Twitter at NFL. We want fans to get involved because it is a great award highlighting the best player from the air, quarterback, and the best player from the ground, the running back. But it's more than just an award. The FedEx has partnered with Direct Relief, and Direct Relief is a program that they have these great emergency medical care backpacks that are helping about 500 people per bag. And so all of that is about us doing what the FedEx plan is. The FedEx care plan is 50 by 50, helping 50 million people by their 50th year, which is 2023. That's the big picture. But we get to squeeze a little bit of football involved with by having the best quarterback and the best running back get sponsored, win the award, and then we give $20,000 per award to the cities to go and help more people, because this is really about more than just an award. It's about helping people. And so they've been doing this for about since 2003, the FedEx Award, and their partnership with Direct Relief. And now we get to be a part of impacting more than just having a good time, but impacting families. So it's 50 by 50, 50 million people by 2023. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to be a part of some. So we want fans to get out and vote, be a part of it. Voting now starts now, and it closes February 2nd at 3 p.m.
What a great cause. Sean Alexander appearing courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL Players of the Year Awards. They recognized the top quarterback and running back performances of the 2020 NFL season. He won it himself back in 05. My man, Sean, you sound awesome. You sound great. I'm so glad. And the longer I do this, the more conversations I have, the more conversations like this one mean to me. I think you know where I'm going with that. You and I go way back. So way great back. To get caught up, Sean. So good to hear your voice. Thanks so much for coming on.
No doubt, brother. Have a good one, man. Maybe we'll do it again.
I would love to do it again, Sean. Anytime. Anytime. Sean Alexander. That's my guy. If you are a longtime listener of the program, you might even go back and remember when Sean would come on when he was just tearing it up. And those numbers are absolutely amazing. Amazing. Like the workload that he had back in the day, averaging 300-plus carries for five consecutive years is absolutely amazing. So my thanks to Sean Alexander.